Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
State Senator Matt Lesser from the 9th District in Middletown is part of a consortium in the House and Senate who are introducing a bill that would cap costs of insulin. And I think this is just as important. For access to emergency insulin without a prescription. And the senator joins us now. Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. What was it that brought this to your attention that you decided this was such an important item?
You know what it is? It's insulin activists. It's people who are living with type 1 diabetes who are looking at the price of insulin skyrocketing. You know, this is a product that's been on the market for almost 100 years. It was given away to the world. And three companies make it, and the price just keeps going up and up and up. And as a result, people are rationing their insulin. There's a whole black market in insulin. And people, because they aren't getting the insulin they need, the people are dying. And so we were contacted by, you know, the patients themselves saying, you got to do something about it. Other states have stepped up. And just yesterday, we unveiled what will be the toughest law in the country to protect patients and say, look, this can't happen in Connecticut. Nobody should die in Connecticut because they can't afford insulin.
Yeah, I think Colorado's involved. I think Massachusetts has done it, at least to an extent. And it is life and death. That is what it is. And when people are basically rationing it, their own supply, because of the cost, you're putting yourself in serious danger.
Absolutely. We heard from people yesterday who had lost toes. I mean, people who had serious major medical issues because they were poor and they could not afford $500 for a vial of insulin.
Yeah.
You can need two or three vials in a month if you're type 1 and more if you're type 2.
Trust me. I know from experience that you're absolutely correct. The bill is LCO number 1246. Let's talk about three of the important provisions in it, Senator. Capping insulin costs, including for all insulin and diabetes support, at $100 a month. This would be the toughest cap in the country.
Yes, it includes insulin, but it also includes a lot of the supplies, because it's not just the insulin itself. You also need syringes and test strips, a whole bunch of different things. And so we're trying to say that the total cost of all of that should be $100. But then the cost of each prescription, we would cap at $50. So that would be something that nobody's done before. But the overall cost would be that $100 cost, that overall $100 cap.
Also, this, to me, as a T1D person, allowing patients to go to a pharmacist up to three times a year on an emergency basis to get insulin filled without a prescription. Matt, my question with that would be, how would you make sure that patients don't hopscotch from pharmacy to pharmacy to pharmacy?
Well, we're gonna figure that out. We're gonna sit down with the Department of Consumer Protection, which regulates pharmacies, and come up with a system over the next few weeks that really works and ensures that that's not abused. But we gotta make sure that somebody who needs insulin isn't on a trip somewhere and realizes they can't get any. I mean, that's something we gotta make sure doesn't happen.
Let me just ask you this, Ray. Why, in your hearings, and you've obviously looked into this big time. Mm-hmm. Why is the price going up as it is?
Well, we need to know the answer to that. I mean, part of it is certainly the newer insulins that are on the market are better than older insulins. People can focus more on their life and less on spending every waking minute monitoring their blood sugar. That's a good thing. But part of it is just seems to be that there is a lack of competition. There's a lack of choice. And you see this in this particular area. You see it elsewhere, and healthcare is where you see prices going up because companies can raise the prices. It's good for their shareholders, but it's not good for the public. And you know, it's our job as legislators to hold their feet to the fire and ask the tough questions and see what we can do to make sure that the public interest is being served, not just the interest of these guys' shareholders.
Eli Lilly, who I believe is one of the big producers of insulin, I'm getting this story from the Connecticut Post, that in fact, it can be $1,000 a month, can be more, I'm sure, for some. Anyway, they said, okay, we'll put out a generic form. It'll be half price, the price of our Humalog, which I guess is $300. It'd be half price. Is that a step in the right direction?
Well, it should be, except, you know, Senator Blumenthal did an investigation and found that that new generic wasn't available anywhere. So, you know, it's one thing to put out a press release saying you're going to do the right thing, but we got to make sure that prices are actually coming down. And what I'm hearing from a lot of people with type 1 diabetes in Connecticut and from some of the type 2 diabetics who could benefit from insulin, because not all of them do, but some of them do, is that, you know, the costs keep skyrocketing. These companies say, hey, we have assistance programs, but it turns out it's very hard to qualify in some cases for them. So, you know, yes, I think it's great that they're taking steps in the right direction. Some of them have done more, some of them have done less. But the fact of the matter is that there are too many people in this state who need insulin just to stay alive. I mean, that's the bare minimum here, and they can't afford it because the cost is just too darn high.
I'm stunned by the story that says 11% of the population has diabetes, 36.5% have pre-diabetes. Stunning total. I mean, Ray's got pre, and I'm T1D, and I'm on the pump, and you know, all this stuff. And to me, I mean, to me, this is a long time overdue.
Yeah, no, it's a huge issue, and that's why states are looking up to see what we could do. You know, we were waiting for the federal government to solve this issue. They're clearly not going to do it, so we've got to step up. Capping the cost, giving people peace of mind is one first step. You know, we also want to make sure, you know, we know that the people who are falling through the cracks are people who have high deductible health plans. Trying to figure out how people can get insulin as a preventative without having to meet the deductible first, because there is nothing more preventative than giving a type 1 diabetic access to insulin. That is the definition of preventative medicine.
Man, this legislation basically proposing, would this in fact then, you're saying some plans really don't cover insulin, they may have limited coverage, would this change that as well?
I don't think that changes. We're expecting that all plans cover insulin.
Okay.
You know, some plans, I don't know that they don't cover insulin, but they may not cover all types of insulin.
Okay.
We want to make sure that, you know, that we're keeping people's costs down. And that if somebody has a high deductible plan, you know, they could be in this position of having to pay, you know, $1,500 a month just on insulin until they meet their deductible, and they should be able to access that insulin on day one. That's something that the federal government has said that they can do, but a lot of plans aren't doing yet, and we got to get them to do it.
State Senator Matt Lesser representing the fight 9th Cromwell, Middletown, Newington, Rocky Hill, and Wethersfield.
I love it.
Matt, nice district.
Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much. Take care.
That's Matt Lesser.
It's unbelievable. It's that expensive.
It's
when
not.
You first started, when you, well, you've needed all your life.
Not really. Since 82.
Okay. What was it at that time? How much? Do you remember?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, I seriously don't. It wasn't anywhere near as expensive.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.